Hello and welcome to edition 202 of the NRF1 podcast, your Formula One podcast, recorded right here in Norfolk, UK, in fact at the Rush Cutters. And of course it's brought to you by our proud partners this season, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up to their game by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/nrf1. My name is Michael Bailey, and in this podcast we're going to bring you our 2017 Malaysian Grand Prix predictions. In this pod, will Lewis race in a Vivian Westwood shirt? For one race only, will McLaren replace Honda with a fish called Wanda? And will Max Verstappen actually finish a Grand Prix without a major issue? Who the f*** knows? Joining me on the pod for the final time this week is this forthcoming train. It's a diddy one, Rich, just the two. So there was the train. We're here at the Rush Cutters. I've also got Carl Cumbers, Steve from Rust, and David Powell for the final time this week. How are we bearing up, gents?
Good.
All good.
All good. Fine, yep, lovely evening.
Good, good, good.
There was a little bit of off-mic trepidation over the making of predictions. It's getting very touchy now. We're getting towards the end of the season. Before we get stuck into all that serious business, our Malaysia preview podcast is available to listen to on your podcast player of choice. Just visit nrf1.uk/podsubscribe and you'll be able to find your link, as I'm sure you know by now. And our most recent triumvirate of pods is completed by our latest Formula One news podcast, which you can also catch on your NRF1 feed. Predictions update then. Now, I know it's become a running joke that the prediction league hasn't been updated and blah, 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 and we've only got six races left. On the run-up to this podcast recording, I'm very close to having finished the latest update, I promise you. We're almost there. So, keep an eye on the standing, keep an eye on the feeds. At the NRF1 is the handle for Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. When it is all updated, and I desperately expect that to be before the Malaysian Grand Prix, because it's important now, we're getting to the final rounds, the prediction standings will be there and ready for us all to see, and we'll see who can possibly knock Steve off the top. I don't know, Steve might not be at the top. There's a couple that I've been marking where it didn't do that well, Steve. I've got to be honest with you. And you know, he knows that.
How would you feel your season's gone, Steve?
Probably as good as I could probably hope. I can't get it right every time.
That's true. True, it is true.
But I think as good as I probably could. Good manage.
Kyle, I think the last set I just marked was your it might have been Singapore or Hungary predictions, because I haven't done Italy and Belgium entirely yet. They weren't very good.
I've had a bad season, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know the reasons why, but yeah, not a good one.
It's been so competitive. Yeah. The field has been huge this year. I've struggled a bit, but I'm cautiously optimistic that I might have turned a corner. We'll have to see. It's been a bit hit, I mean, a bit average, a bit bang average, but some people out there are having great seasons of it. So anyway, as I said, I promise you now, those predictions will be updated. nrf1.uk/predictf1 is the table, the standings, how to get in touch, how to join the crusade for a good set of predictions. We'll be working on prizes and titles and stuff so that by the time the season is over, it'll all be there. But mainly it's just about working to be involved. The only rules are you need to get your predictions in before the start of FP1 each race weekend and join in the spirit of it. Predict what you can, as randomly as you like. Make sure it's not just Lewis to win the race and then shuffle off. That's we don't want that. Make it good. So, round 15 of 20, Malaysia. Predictions, please. David, you're the debutant. Would you like to go first, or do you want one of these guys to go first to show you how it's done?
Let one of the other guys go first, and then I can counteract it.
I like it. I like your style. Go on then, Steve. Kyle,
you want me to go?
You want to go? Yeah, go on.
My name first.
I did. That's just because you're nearest. But yeah, I'll take it.
Lance Stroll to finish in front of Felipe Massa.
But cottoned on to my prediction there. Yeah, like that.
But Hulkenberg to finish in front of Palmer.
Yeah.
Ferraris to be split on the podium.
Okay.
After qualifying, I mean, for the race.
So what? The qualifying podium.
That's what I meant to say.
So
qualifying only. And not to see a safety car this time around, since we've seen a lot recently.
Okay. Not actual, not virtual, nothing?
Nope, nothing.
Okay.
And a dry race. And that's me done.
Yeah, is that okay? Are we allowing that dry race in Malaysia?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well done, Steve. Happy?
It could rain.
It could. Rain. Has been done before. Mm-hmm. That's how it's done, David. Do you want to do it?
I'll have a go.
Go on.
Well, I'm going to predict, actually, it will be wet.
Oh, yep.
And I'm not,
wet race.
Yeah, I've looked at the forecast, long forecast. Looks if there might be some rain.
Okay. It's
probably around about 45% chance. So.
On what lap?
Off.
And he said he wouldn't swear. So well done, Steve. 10 points.
Say off.
That's twice I've bleeped it now, David.
I think Lewis will win the race. I think that Vettel will come second, and I think Bottas will come third.
Yeah.
And I think Palmer will actually get some points in this race.
Yes, that'd be 2 points finishes on the trot since he lost his seat.
Yeah, I do believe that he might get into the points. But I think it could be quite a clean race all round, I think.
Can I get one more out of you, or are you done?
I just think there might be a surprise somewhere, but I can't put my finger on it.
It's going to be so surprising you can't predict it.
Massa.
To
topple Bottas.
So finishing ahead. What? In the on the hang on, Felipe Massa on the podium ahead of Bottas.
Yeah, and I predicted it earlier.
You did actually. I love that. I do it to everyone. Good work.
Yeah. My first three I'll go with, but I think the surprise might be that Massa might just nick Bottas.
I'll give you a kudos point for that one. No, you have a kudos point for that one, David. Stellar work. Well done.
Cheers.
Kyle, ready?
Yeah.
I'm going for a predict the podium. Hamilton, Vettel, Verstappen. Hamilton's win. Blah, blah. And I'm going to predict the last three classified finishes.
Oh, okay, yeah, like.
In order, or can I just say there'd be the.
The bottom three? You can say just, the bottom three.
Yeah. Berlin, last. Van Dorn, second to last. And Felipe Massa.
Oh.
Poor old Felipe.
One extreme to the other, eh?
Yeah. And I'm going to go for final one. I'm still in my Ocon fondness period. He's going to finish in the top six.
Nice.
That's
done.
It. That's it. That's yeah. It.
That leaves me then, doesn't it? You can go two ways, can't you? You can say Ferrari are going to bounce back after a wretched weekend, or you can say actually the wheels have come off and they're So for Lewis to win four races on the spin would be something, wouldn't it?
Five and six. Yeah.
Five and six.
It's quite hefty.
Momentum.
But then, and he's probably got the car. So I think Lewis will win. I actually think, go on, I'll go for it. No Ferrari on the podium. That's a big one there, right there. But as I said, it could go the complete opposite way and they end up winning the race and having a 1-2. I think that Stoffel van Dorn had a great race, didn't he, in Singapore? But I think Fernando quite likes Malaysia. So I reckon Fernando will get points for McLaren. I think that you will see Carlos Sainz in the points as well. And Kevin Magnussen is going to finish ahead of Romain Grosjean because it hasn't happened for a long time. Do you like that one, Kyle?
Always approve a Haas prediction.
And that leaves me with... I haven't seen what they'll do in terms of strategy. What does the pit strategy look like?
I don't know. Is it normally like two stop there?
Two stops.
Two stops, but it might be a bit different because Mercedes have got different tyres they've selected from Ferrari. They've gone more harder in their tyre selection than Ferrari's gone softer. Okay. So might be different.
I won't do that then. That's a bit dull. But I will say Sergio Perez will try and do a one stop.
Just level up. Yeah,
so he will try to do a one stop. So it will look like he's trying to do a one stop until quite late in the race. I think that's probably accurate enough. And how about one more? Points for Nico Hülkenberg. Oh, that's a bit shit. No, ignore that. Well, all right, points for Nico Hülkenberg. And then Valtteri to be the fastest Finn. Or the best finishing Finn in the race. Job done. They were shit. Sorry, I didn't think they were very good predictions, but we'll see what happens. That's the end of my run. I better go and update all the standings now, hadn't I? Right, I think we're done. If you, out there, fancy a go, David's literally joined in with six races to go. So it's never too late to join in the prediction league. You can... probably work your way up the field quite quickly, to be honest, if you get things right. All you need to do is to get your predictions in before the start of FP1. You can do that on all our social media channels, whichever one you prefer. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the handle is at the NRF1 for each of those. You can email them in to us, nrf1podcast@gmail.com. We've got some guys who've done that every week this year, and we love that. Thank you so much, guys and girls. You're great, and we really appreciate reading what you're predicting.
Three carriages.
You can come back, David. You can come back. We will, of course, have lots of chances for you to interact, subscribe, support, and sign up over the course of the remainder of the 2017 season. And we'll have blogs too. Just visit the website, nrf1.uk. And that is it for our week of pods. Gents, thank you so much. David, a debut fully completed. Happy?
Thank you very much for inviting me. Yeah, very happy. Yeah, a very nice evening.
Lovely to have you on. Thank you so much. Kyle, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Steve, gent.
Cheers, no worries.
Thanks for turning up. This has been the NRF1 podcast. that's the last dig, I promise. Thanks to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up at gpro.net/NRF1. This has been the NRF1 podcast. Here's to another Magic Malaysia to keep the championship fight alive. And we'll see you on the other side to dissect the talking points ahead of a quick turnaround for Suzuka. Until then, goodbye.